Hi, this is Tara Fairfield, and welcome to Harbor Lights. As I record this, I am in the throes of grief for my sweet little Sadie girl, my dog, who passed this week. And I'm hoping, as I share today, that what I say will comfort those of you who may be experiencing the loss of a dog or an animal that you love as well. And I've heard many people say that the Bible is silent on the issue of our animals in heaven, but I'm going to let the word speak for itself. I've looked at scripture. I think that God says a lot about his eternal plan for our animals. And I wanted to share some of those with you today in hopes that it would bring comfort to you as it has to me. So these are different translations. I'm going to start with Psalm 145. Though all creatures are subject to man's cruelty, God loves all his creation and has made plans for all his children and the lesser creatures to enjoy his eternal kingdom. Romans 8. The lesser creatures await Christ's return to redeem the sons of God, so they, too, will be released from physical death to eternal life. And of course, we have Revelations 5. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. This is especially comforting to me because God is talking about all of our animals being there at the throne of grace, worshiping our Lord and Savior. They're there with us. And Luke 3, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. I hope that these bring you comfort. We never have enough time to be with those we love. We just have to appreciate every moment. And once they're gone, know that it's not the end, that this is not the last thing, that we're going to see them again in heaven. So thank you so much. And I just want to pray over you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that he will bring you peace and comfort, and that you will be forward-looking as you look to the day where you will be reunited with all those that have passed on earth in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.